This is Cue the Crew, your all-access pass to everything behind the camera, including you. Let's get started. All right, nice. So first four is settled.
Great.
Now on to round one.
Here we go.
Jesus.
And
just now in round one?
That's it.
Yeah.
Round zero to round one. So now that for that 16 seed that Super Stick earned, it's going up against the mighty UCR 411A.
Ooh.
From Electrosonics.
Okay, all
right. So right. So here's where it starts.
She's a hefty gal. Yeah.
No, okay. A one seed for a good reason. 16 seed on Super Stick might could have been a little higher, but I'll see. I don't know what it's going up against.
I think that there's a lot of things that Super Stick could go up against that it would be the hands down winner
but not a 411.
We use it all day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's an exception here and there, but like we use a ton of Super Stick.
Yeah.
But the 411.
How much research went into the Super Stick before that came to market versus a 411?
Now, are we saying Super Stick as well as like Top Stick and other brands
of the
double sticky tape?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm lumping them together.
Whatever you think.
As you guys know, I'm a Top Stick apologist.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Always have to accommodate. It's a pretty easy yes to the 411.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a legacy hold on. Piece.
Options
works.
To the 411 at the time.
401,
211, 201.
This is before. I don't know if we're talking
apples to apples, though. I mean, obviously there's
no. Obviously the 200 series, 400 series.
But 401 between the 411. That's
isn't the main difference.
The 401,
if not the only difference, the removable antennas,
the front end tracking filter on the 411.
Yeah.
Big deal, big deal. But yeah, you go ahead. I know why you like the 401s. They're tinier. They're smaller.
Well,
yeah. No, 411, still working to this day.
Yep.
Used one last week.
No, I mean...
I think there's more alternatives to Super Stick. If I'm having to choose between taking one to set, I think that one might get me out of a few more binds than Super Stick.
Yeah, I mean, I can use Vampire Clips or, you know...
Gator.
Yeah. Transport.
I mean, you're going to have... Granted, you're going to have, seven or eight of those loaded up in a bag and...
Yeah,
a couple BDSs and everything.
The Super Stick's certainly lighter.
If we're measuring it by weight,
which
Super
does
Stick
factor runs. Into most gear,
it's a real thing.
Decisions on my end.
Great.
411.
Unanimously 411. Say 411.
Yeah, I say 411.
Okay.
For sure.
Sorry, Super Stick.
Great. Okay, here's a great matchup. Two timecode systems: the Betso timecode system and the Tentacle timecode system. Now we use the Tentacle timecode system mostly here.
Yeah,
kind of come from the Denneke lineage. Tentacle first one that I know of that took it from you can see it in the picture there. Should it be closer?
You just need to stay on.
Okay, great, very good. Tiny size, rechargeable. When that hit the market, it was actually a Kickstarter thing. I don't know if you guys remember that. I think we bought 10 of them. I think we were one of the biggest buyers at the time because it was a weird place to launch a professional audio product.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a German company and just do things differently, I guess. It ended up working out for them, I'd say, because they've got quite the ecosystem.
I think it's worked out for them. They've sold us like 9 of them.
Yeah. So my vote in this one is going to be Tentacle, even though the Betso does have visual
display.
It's got the visual displays,
right.
And some people cannot get away from that. It's a big selling point. It is nice.
Yeah.
No, it is nice.
But it does make it more expensive. It makes it. It's also wireless. Isn't the Betso timecode system, it uses RF?
They got the little antenna on there. I think it's kind of like ambient.
I personally don't see a need for a wireless sync. I mean, it's quicker to set up sometimes, mm-hmm. but Tentacles has the Bluetooth and all that sort of stuff now.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
It's all so accurate. Like, you set it once in a day or 12 hours, whatever you want to do, and you really don't have to worry about it or try anything outside of that.
Okay, so I'm just... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I the Betso does use one single AA battery, so that's
one
thing.
Not rechargeable.
You know,
is that a pro or a con?
I think it's a pro because you can't forget to charge. You ever put a Tentacle on there and see the red light of death at 10 a.m.?
Yeah, it means you only have till lunch to figure out a way to charge it for 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and that's if you forgot to charge it like three days
several
in a row.
Yeah.
No, I hear you with the AA battery, though.
And it's actually one thing that both of these platforms have done. I work with some camera operators now that have their own time code boxes or other crews that shoot stuff internally. I could just jam it. It's they would not probably have a dozen Denneke boxes sitting around or something like that. But it's made it more affordable, and time code is a lot more acceptable.
So we've said affordable a couple of times, and that's like that's really the decision maker for me. Is that the tentacles are more affordable. They're almost disposable. I mean, sure, we don't want to just trash them, but like if they do get trashed, not the worst thing in the world. Like if both the Betso and the tentacles both have a shelf life of, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever that happens to be, then it's essentially going to get tossed and replaced. Give me the cheaper solution. Since as far as I know, they are both of them have about the same accuracy, time code accuracy. So for me, give me the cheaper solution. I also like the tentacle ecosystem with the trackies. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to do from the phone. And I don't really even do that much shit from my phone.
Yeah.
I don't like ecosystems in general. I'm more of a post-it
the Amazon
Sharpie guy.
Is an ecosystem that I think you'd be a fan
it's,
of.
I think it's a lot easier to just have an AC, be like, hey man, just tentacle time bar. It's in the App Store.
Boom. I don't know if the Betso has a. Do they have an app platform?
Not that I know. Sure. Are they Bluetooth at all?
I don't know. I'm sure they do.
Every AC I know, we can tell them to use Time Bar. They're like, I got it.
Great. Right. Tentacle.
Great.
Done. Okay. Ooh. Heavyweight sort of matchup. Sony MDR 7506 is versus the Zaxcom RX12. So this is an interesting one. 7506 is, if I had to guess, 75% of location sound mixers are probably using those.
Yeah.
My ears are certainly fine-tuned to the sound of my 7506, also at like listening at minus 10. And like I know if I'm hearing something and that all is set, then I've deviated from whatever my norm is. And the Zaxcom RX12, that was a big deal when it came out. And it's still quite prevalent. We don't use a ton of Zaxcom stuff here at all, I don't think.
Well, but we used to.
We used to.
We have in the past.
But now we've streamlined everything. And at 13 seed, I feel like it probably could be a little higher. But, I mean, that's 24 channels in your bag.
It's pretty incredible.
Is the stats on it. That's hard to ignore.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. What are you guys thinking? I'm kind of leaning towards the RX12. Even though I've never used one.
Yeah, I haven't either. But
I mean, a classic's a classic for a reason.
Yeah.
You know? You're talking about the 7506s? Yeah. I feel like with the 7506s, if I were in a pinch, I could find some other headphones. Or if they went down, I have a lot. I have a lot of other options that I can make do with, as opposed to 24 channels of wireless or something.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. I mean, I know that none of us want to use earbuds to monitor
I have in fact used IFB earbuds to mix.
I think
you're crazy for that one.
Most of us have probably at some point used earbuds in an emergency situation because somebody stepped on the headphones or somebody forgot the headphones somehow or whatever the case may be. But you can always find a solution for headphones. Not an ideal solution, possibly, but you can find a solution. Whereas finding a solution for 24 channels of wireless.
That's tough.
In a bag. In a bag. The bag aspect is huge. Like, you're not on a cart.
Yeah, that's rough.
You have the
portability. This might be our first
portability.
Upset.
Yeah.
You guys willing to vote RX12? What do we think?
I'll let it happen.
I
would say so.
We have a dissenting yes.
You're not gonna die on the 7506 hill.
I'm not gonna.
I mean,
let that one.
Love them. Okay. I do love them though.
Yeah.
All right, lock it in. Zaxcom RX12 advances to round two.
Sorry, Sony.
Ooh, here's a good one. Speaking of headphones, we're back at it. Sony was a 4 seed. This one, Sennheiser headphones, 5 seed. I feel like.
I'm going tweaker.
12
seed?
12 seed? Okay, yeah, I think we should have been seated higher on the tweaker, huh?
There's been many a time.
Look, I'm gonna probably go back to the exact same analogy.
Have you ever tried to dial in an R1A with car keys?
It doesn't work.
It's not.
Yes, I have tried it. It does not work. You're less likely to find a screwdriver the size that you need on set and a set of headphones.
Yeah.
You probably I probably got 100%. A couple sets of headphones buried in the car somewhere.
True.
Yeah.
I think we should strongly consider Tweaker for this one.
Oh, I'm already there, sir.
It's not an upset to me. That should be the
The other way around. Yeah. The 5C really? Tweaker. Okay. Yeah.
Also, like if you're borrowing a Leatherman from another, you know, department, there's no way they've got anything small.
No. It never works. People come to us for tweakers. Oh, I feel like more than headphones.
I see camera ops with tweakers all the time. Mm. Everybody who has their own gear has a fleet of tweakers.
Branding opportunity right there.
I mean, we should.
Yeah,
Hunter,
I've seen
Hunter,
it.
Hunter Sanders.
Yeah, that's. The I think I still have a couple of those.
Yeah, I think we've probably got a couple floating around here.
Oh yeah.
In our tweaker box.
Okay, lock that in. Another upset in the tweaker.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Okay. All right, this is where it gets interesting. Two-seat iPhone.
Brutal matchup.
Yeah, that's a tough one. SD remote, 15 seed. Probably could have been a little higher, but you know, it made the bracket, so that's pretty good.
I absolutely love SD remote.
It's great, yeah.
But it's an iPhone. Like, how many times do we use the iPhone during the day?
Well, yeah, and like, I think it's not just used for the sound apps, your group text, communications, killing time.
How else are you going to get a job without your phone?
How are you going to order lunch?
That's true. Oh, yeah, they're texting how do you COVID menus still. Yeah.
Receive your call sheet via email. You got to bring your laptop. Oh, I do like this photo that you've chosen. Is that a 3GS?
that might be the original iPhone.
I think it is.
It looks like,
is that my
it
phone?
Like Jack's phone right there.
I actually had that very first phone because I moved to Dallas. In 2007.
Flex.
And, no big deal. No big deal. And I'm pretty sure I was the only one on set that had it.
Wow.
Listen to this.
People are still
at least
talking
for the first
about
day
it to
I
this
was
day.
There, and then everyone got on.
Not a BlackBerry guy?
I went straight from push button Nokia to an iPhone.
Wow.
Back before they had apps. I'm locked in. Right. Are you lumping in an Android with this?
No.
It's just straight iPhone.
It's not okay.
Super stick and top stick.
Green,
are the
green
same.
Text?
The phone nerds are screaming at you.
Yeah.
Right
yeah
now, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Right. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. iPhone advances.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. My beloved walkie caddy up against, wireless workbench, wireless designer.
Ooh, tough draw, walkie caddy.
I
like your walkie caddy that you designed.
Thank you.
You designed
toot that horn.
That was you.
That's from your brain.
Of course, it was designed by the first guy on set with an iPhone.
Yeah.
How else do you think it made the bracket? It's great little tool. It's not gonna win against.
No.
Wireless
no,
designer
not
and
at
workbench.
All. Cool tool, though.
Yeah, it's
like,
nice.
Cool gadget.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
I got my Sharpies. I got my pens.
Yeah.
My tweakers probably in there, too.
There you go.
You know, it's useful, but.
Free your pockets, Chase. Free your pockets.
That's the whole.
Wireless designer.
That's fine. I can't defend it that hard. Okay. Mic drop, lav bullet up against Electro RM. I personally, big fan of the lav bullet. I'd still call it a lav bullet. I know TSA made them change it, mic drop or whatever. The lav bullet, countless times, in and out before they ever even really know it. You're not sticking your hands up their shirt, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Electro RM, great tool, yes, but can certainly.
Oh, it can get you, everyone.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of gotchas there.
But it can save you too.
Yeah,
it can.
I mean,
when does it really truly save you? It's like very deep.
I did
close?
Bridezilla's.
Okay.
Ooh.
So these are wedding dresses.
Yeah, that's a
and they're Bridezilla's for a reason. So lot easier to zap them than
all the Zaxcom guys are just rolling their eyes. You guys know that you don't need a Dweedletone.
Did you ever inadvertently zap a bridesmaid that was standing next to the bride?
Did you change everyone?
Yes. That's happened. My bigger problem has been the IFB transmitter. If you have an SM as your IFB transmitter, you can just put that right to sleep too.
Okay.
But
to
in the right context, when there's an angry lady wearing a dress, I don't have to ask her to hike her skirt up. So that's
you could.
I agree.
Yeah.
Wow. I agree that there is definitely a use for Electro RM, and that we've all used it a ton.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But there's also some pitfalls. And I am actually not even a mic drop lav bullet guy. I think I'm probably the only one at the table that doesn't really use them.
Big time.
Yeah.
But I totally understand how that is a very, very useful tool. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this one, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'm going with a 3-seed.
Which is what?
It's the lav
bullet. The lav bullet.
Yeah.
Oh.
I lean the app, but I mean, the lav bullet is also excellent. I think these are a great pair.
Good pairing.
Yeah, all right, great. Lav bullet it is.
I'd say lav bullet, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, now we've got the Viviana bra clip Ursa pouch combo. I think we can kind of safely say any of the Viviana and any of the Ursa stuff, all those accessories.
Okay. So we're lumping there are straps,
so many, and all of those accessories have gotten us a lot further in lav placement than a vampire clip on a tram. There absolutely is, and when 60 Minutes calls, you can use that right then and there.
No, I use it on wet clothes.
Okay. Oh, yes, that's true. Just kind of safety pin it and cross your fingers. Custom IEMs. That is a luxury. I call it a luxury.
That is a luxury item. Give me Viviana Ursa all day long.
I would like to test some custom IEMs. I've actually never really. I mean, I guess you can't really test the custom ones, but
no.
You can. Oh, the drivers and everything. It's probably pretty nice. Good with sun hats and.
I think the loud environments would be the main thing. Yeah. You know, if this was a musician poll,
it'd be a lot different. Yes. Yep. Skewed a different direction. Yeah, probably less Ursa pouches at their own concerts.
I'm going to go Ursa pouch. I'm going to go the pouches.
Yeah, Viviana Ursa pouch combo. Any of that stuff. Agreed. Hi, manufacturers, you're back up against the mighty 416.
Oh, come on now.
All right. So. One of the manufacturers obviously makes the 416.
True.
Lots of R&D for making new products, but I think it's pretty safe to say.
Wait. Whenever we say manufacturers, we're talking like the manufacturer's reps, right?
The people that make the products, the companies that make the products.
Well, that gets a little tricky because without the manufacturers, there just are no products.
Correct. Well, let's say all the manufacturers just didn't exist today. And then you're only left with their past products.
With the 415?
Like a 416.
Yeah, like a 416 surviving a nuclear fallout.
Close to that. Don't you have a story with about a 416? You dropped it in water?
Yes. One fell in the ocean. Not my 416. Okay. And I did not drop it either. But 416 went in the ocean in the Bahamas, pulled it out of the water, shook it out, dried it off a little bit and plugged it on the pole and it worked.
Yep, there you go.
I think that JP Evans had one run over by a car. Like, I mean, I always make that joke. The great thing about a 416 is that you can run over it with a Volkswagen, stick it back on the pole, and it works just fine. But I think that JP Evans actually did have one run over by a car and it still worked.
There's a lot of stories about 416 surviving what. The unsurvivable. I think it's kind of the...
Yeah, backed over the car and the ocean. Those two are generally that's unsurvivable for electronics.
I think probably like the 58, the SM58 of location sound, more or less. Like, they're just all over the place. You know what you're going to get, and you can get a lot. It might not be the best, but... I think it's a tough matchup for the manufacturers. That's unfortunate, but
I'm also still just going with manufacturers as their reps, and I'm a people person.
Okay. Yes, you are.
But give me the 416, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to see you guys make the YouTube video where you try to destroy a 416 and see how long it takes.
I'm sure we've got a couple extra rolling around in the back shelf.
We could throw them overhand, like an overhand boomerang. Chuck them down the street.
Yeah. Write down Harry Hines.
And then record broadcast quality audio after that.
Yeah.
They're not the best at anything. But they're good.
The durability.
But they're good at almost everything, and they always work.
Yeah. Using them on Tiny Desk. I don't know if they're still using them. But
Tiny Desk, nice. Yeah,
good stuff.
I mean, like, for any scenario that you can name, I can name you a microphone that I would rather have than a 416. But if I don't know what scenario I'm going into and I just got to have one microphone, Like, give me the 416. Yeah. Okay, the one scenario that you can name me where I would absolutely choose the 416 over all others is, like, the jungle. Or, like, something remote. Like, if it's going to be, like, whatever. Yeah, whenever I'm out in the elements, give me the 416 for sure.
Nice.
I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably, I mean, it's a one seed for a reason.
Yeah.
Close to a tournament favorite, I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Definitely the favorite.
Speaking
of 60 minutes.
I think the betting odds are live.
That's what I said before it started.
Yeah, you can find Cue the Crew on ESPN Bet and all your favorite DraftKings rounds. Are we going to be sponsored by DraftKings? Is that it?
I mean,
that's cool.
I would love a sponsor.
Okay. All right, 8-9 seed, fair matchup. Hardwired Lobs versus a Tram. TR50.
Give me the Tram.
Tram, for sure.
Does Tram make a second microphone? I only know of the TR50.
That's the only one I know of.
We're just going to pretend Tram only makes the TR50.
Yeah.
That's got to be.
Man, hardwired lobs. I used to use the shit out of those back in the day.
You and every single person that ever made television.
Yeah.
Used the shit out of those.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
We're talking about like 64, 65 or what?
Man, I wouldn't even.
No, we're talking 2001, 2003.
Ooh.
Is that considered back in the day at this point?
No, it would have been slightly later than that.
But they've been used. Yeah. I don't know when they first Tram came out. It's got to have been late 80s or
probably about the same time. What is this? 32? FP 32 or 33?
32. Yeah. The big boy.
Yeah.
Nice. Shout out Jokan too.
Decor, yeah.
Dropping that off. It's been on camera quite a bit. Probably the highest visibility lav that's ever been on camera. Like, more eyeballs have probably seen that microphone than anything else.
I have no empirical data on that, but I will go with it, sir.
Outside of a 58, again.
I mean, I think the Tram was what put Robert Durst away from that show, The Jinx. It's the one that was used.
Oh, yeah.
At least I remember seeing it on his collar. I want to say it was a Tram.
Yeah, he got caught in the dock. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Tram, huge deal.
Okay, so Tram saves the day.
Tram, for sure. I don't know how much longer it's going to make it in this tournament, but.
All right, well, it's moving on to round two. Sanken CS3E versus a handheld mic. Okay, so look, you're probably not going to, bless you, you're probably not going to talk me out of a Sanken CS3E. That is a super cool mic.
I am not even going to try. I love the CS3E is absolutely one of my favorite microphones of all time.
Yeah, it's this or a CS3E. What are you taking?
I'm taking the CS3E.
It's pretty great.
Although I do love these little 635s. I think these are fantastic.
Is that an EV?
Yeah, it is. It's a little Omni handheld guy.
Very good. Well, sorry, handheld mics. You're going to have to stick to the music world, I guess.
Everyone in news is screaming right now.
Yeah. The karaoke bars are in shambles.
Ooh.
Well, they shall remain.
Yeah.
Sanken COS 11 versus the MKH 70. That's an appropriate seed.
Sanken, baby, all day. COS 11.
It's like the 416 of the lav world. You know.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. It's hard to walk away from a COS 11. That's it's also one of the, like, you know, call it about $400. It's one of the easiest ways. I always recommend when I get a videographer that wants to improve the sound that they do on their own, or like they have a track E or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, don't invest in the wireless just yet. Like, baby step it, or like a new sound mixer that's building out a kit.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good lav. Upgrade your microphones before you upgrade wireless, and start with the Sanken COS 11 or something similar to it.
I love everything about the COS 11. Like, I know exactly what I can do to mount it.
Best mounting form factor out
there. Yep. I also love the removable windscreen, which is something
$22 plus tax. Big deal. Yep.
But like, I love the DPA lobs as well. But just as far as comfortability goes, give me the second.
And
definitely over an MKH-70. Like, I get the MKH-70 is a great microphone, has a very specific use. That being said, give me a CS3E to take the place of an MKH-70, and I'll probably be just fine.
Yeah.
But
Sanken guy, huh?
Yeah. Well, those two Sanken products for sure.
Fair. All right. COS 11's moving on.
Yep.
Anybody else call it COS? Is it COS 11 or COS 11? I've heard both.
I've heard COS 11. I've heard COSI.
What's your go-to? COSI?
COSI. Yeah, I'll say good little
COSIs. Me and my COSI just pulling up to set. It's crazy.
What do you got, COSIs? COSIs in your kit?
It's too wild. Yeah. Shep Cement.
Ooh.
I can Super Cement. There's a whole bunch of cements now, but the Shep Cement and all of its children versus a 16-port network switch.
Get that nerd switch out of here.
That's the future is network and Dante and all the things, but plenty of devices will give you additional ports and that sort of stuff. So, the Shep Cement.
The Shep Cement is a badass microphone.
Yeah, this is hardly a conversation.
That is a great microphone.
Yeah,
I like the Nerd Box too, but. Give me that great
mic. Anybody here
please.
Defending the 16 port switch?
No,
famous blue mic.
The blue one. You get the email, hey, can you bring the blue mic? Yeah. Get the blue one?
Exactly.
Yeah, sure. We'll toss it in. DPA 4017 at a 7 seed versus the Microframe timecode display.
Man, this
Quick thoughts? What you got?
Kind of the same thing for me. Sorry, go ahead.
Two very
different.
They're very different. Like, I like the Microframe for what it is. It's a very useful tool. There's always been options, though, in that realm. Even whenever they first came out, we also had the Betso.
The Betso TCD1, the little battery-powered.
That guy.
Although, to be fair, that did not, or I don't think it does now either, but it's just it's a display, so it doesn't jam. So this was, one of the great first portable jamming slates you can put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
You know, there's the TSC, you cannot put it in your pocket. I mean, unless you're a juggalo or something, but that's about it.
Well, I know a lot of people still use the Microframes. They have them with every kit. I know that there's a use for them. To me, there are other solutions. There's
other options.
Yep.
Tentacle time bar is pretty much the go-to
on our
sets anyways. I can meet a brand new AC and there's a really good chance he already has the tentacle time bar.
Yep. And the DPA 4017, much like the Shep Cement, is just a great microphone. Give me the great microphone over the timecode display, please.
Just, clap. Next time, just clap.
That's what we do here. Clap.
My first smart slate was a Microframe Velcroed to a dumb slate.
Nice.
I do have a soft spot for it.
Okay.
But,
yeah, I get
DPA is pretty.
Look, we still have a couple floating around in the back.
DPA has a microphone on the Mars rover.
That's true.
That's cool.
It's pretty sweet.
That's pretty dope.
Just for that, I'm voting DPA 4017. Yeah. Okay. 3-seed Shep's MK41 versus a Shure X2U audio interface. For those that do not know, the Shure X2U audio interface is exactly that. It's a USB to XLR interface, or vice versa, depending on where you're going. But generally, you're trying to get a microphone or line feed into a computer. It's the size of an inline adapter pad.
Okay.
Having said all of that, I'm voting MK41.
I was about to say, it's all very neat.
Yeah.
The Shure X2U. It's a neat little gadget. Yeah.
It sounds like more cables to bring, too.
Has no place in the ring with an MK41.
That's an unfortunate matchup.
Yeah. That's a chance.
Hypothetically, if it was the X2U against Super Stick, you're going Super Stick.
Super Stick.
Okay.
I would go Super Stick.
Locking in the 41.
For sure.
Nice.
Sweet mic.
That is an amazing microphone.
Yeah. And it's probably probably the prettiest microphone, in my opinion.
They're gorgeous. Yeah. And the GVC swivel.
Yep. The whole modular aspect. MK41. I mean, that's the capsule was most popular. But even still, there's lots of other really great capsules in that lineup.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a really, I mean, I know it's like a really nice set up and expensive, but
there's an Omni capsule, there's a cardioid capsule, capsule. That's a really a capsule great that's switchable between Omni and cardioid. And I think that's the MK5. The MK8 is a figure eight. I mean,
I would put that up on the after you get your 416 du jour, get a Shep's modular system and you've got five different mics.
Here's what it was
very little.
My first shotgun microphone was a 416.
Mm-hmm.
My second was a Shep's 6 with a 41 capsule, And my third was the Sanken CS3E. Mm-hmm. And that covered me in pretty much in the vast majority of situations.
Yeah.
Right.
Like those were, you know, I had the old standby, the 416.
Yeah.
And then between the Sanken and the Sheps.
Yeah, but out of those three, how many got stolen?
Ooh.
Just one.
Okay.
Ooh.
The Sheps.
Of course.
At the Ritz, wasn't it?
At the Ritz. God. Fucking Carl.
Yeah, that's too
with
bad.
With capsules too? With,
the capsules?
Oh, with a little cigar humidor box and everything?
Yeah, it was the little Pelican one, right? I remember that.
It was in the little okay, like a little wooden box. Case.
Oh. Yeah.
And it looked like a guitar, like a cigar humidor.
Yeah, it looks like a
little. And I think some like turkey asshole in the lobby of the Ritz Carl. Yeah,
let me get the Cubans.
Thinking it was cigars, probably.
Thinking they were cigars. He was probably like, oh, what's this thing?
These metal Cubans are.
He's probably still trying to smoke it.
Yeah.
That looks like a cigar.
It was Nextel Graves.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Nextel, great. I like that.
Yeah, highly recommend the Sheps.
Sheps it is.
Okay. The DPA 6060 versus the MKH 50. So back into the MKH series.
50, that's the cardioid one?
Yeah, it is. It goes 50, 60, 70. You pretty much, as a scripted narrative guy, are going to have one of those if you have the Sennheiser lineup.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Neumann guy on that front, but I know the 50, 60, and 70 is really great. Go-to scripted narrative, boom. And, you know, if you had a choice, you're going to choose a boom over a lav. However, that 60, 60 is...
That is a nice. Great lav. That is
it
a
is
good
sweet and
lav.
Crisp. I really, really like it.
Yeah.
I feel like 6-seed is pretty fair for that mic. I'm going 60-60. I'm going DPA.
Yeah.
Just use a little. Anybody want to fight me?
No. Just use a little more moleskin when you gotta, you know, put it together. It's not. It's the form factor is not as small as the cause,
it is pretty small. The DPA has some bigger ones out there, but that's on the sort of the same playing field.
Great.
I think you'll like it. All right. DPA locked in. Okay, here we go. Back to the one seeds. Okay, this is kind of funny.
What a great match.
This one's funny.
I don't even, no contest on this
one
for me.
Okay, so you got a 788, which you're not going to be able to swing a stick around an audio set and not hit a 788 back in the day. 2008, this came out, as the graphic so says, versus the keyboard that you have to have a 788 to use. So there's that. This is hands down the 788. Do we need to discuss this at all?
No, okay. not at all. Moving right
not
on,
at all.
Sir.
Great. We'll see you later, 788.
Ooh.
Nagra 4.2 versus a Kantar X3. So for me, I don't know the Nagra lineup very intimately, so I don't know a 4.2 versus what I'm assuming was a 4.1, or if that's like number of channels or something like that. I actually do not know. I graduated college in 2005. So it's not my department.
Yeah.
Any takers? I mean, what I know is that the Kantar is like a sort of niche, pristine audio sort of engineering masterpiece, but the Nagra has done so much for the industry. It's hard to really ignore that.
Vintage
also, Kantar not around anymore, I don't think.
Like vintage car versus modern.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Rolls-Royce, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. They both look really cool.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
And
we should go back to that.
I also know very little about either of them. But I do know that there's a sound buddy of mine in Los Angeles named Jeff Wager. And apparently there's a story about him on a jet ski, like in back of the driver with a Kantar, which... I mean, seems incredibly unwieldy, but
yeah,
I think that both he and the equipment made it back to the shore safely. But give me the Nagra, I guess, because I like analog meters. That's all that I'm going.
It's a cool. Yeah. It's a cool looking thing. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go with the Nagra just for Pete Verando.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There we go. All right.
Nice.
That's for you, Pete. Okay.
Ooh.
All right. So Sound Devices Scorpio versus their Mix Pre 10. So Sound Devices, this is not their first appearance in the tournament. They feel like the SEC of the tournament this year to me. They're all over the place. They have a relatively, it's a long history for today's measurements, but They are they've got a different device for almost every level of your budget and capabilities that you want. The Scorpio and the MixPre 10, very different. They do both act as USB interfaces, so there's that. But that's about where everything that they have in
common
stops.
Is this not like a drag racer versus a moped?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah.
Give me the drag racer.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Scorpios, yeah. You can do so many things with
okay,
that.
Okay, and look, I like the MixPre series. I like it that you can use it as a USB interface mm-hmm. with your computer. There's a bunch of very cool, and I think that it is, I think it's compliant, right? It is.
COVID?
No. I like the MixPre. I like the whole series, but like the Scorpio is a beast.
Yeah. The 8 series really turned it up a notch, especially when it comes to ease of routing, ease of use, and it's
Dante.
Capability. Yeah, it's pretty great.
The MixPre, right?
No.
Not. Are you both wearing an Alabama shirt? And you made an SEC reference?
Yeah.
It's basketball season. Yeah. We're a basketball school now. Did you know that?
Because it's basketball.
That's recorded, Tyler.
Yeah.
You know you're no longer a football school. That's for sure.
Whoa.
Okay. We'll see. Are we comparing to Baylor? Is that what it is? You really want to go there?
Sick of Bears.
Okay. Moving on. Sound devices. Yet again, the original MixPre versus the 688.
No screen.
No screen. They're lucky to have LEDs, which they do.
Question.
I didn't count. Yeah.
This is before my time. Is the original
which
mix
one? Children.
Is that a recorder?
Yeah. No.
Ooh, no.
It is just a mixer.
That is just a mixer.
Okay. So how's it?
It's also about this big.
Okay. So it's different from like some of the other old sound devices.
I would almost classify it as a portable preamp, more or less.
Okay.
I mean, it's still used to this day.
Two channels.
Just two channels.
Okay.
It's still used to this day for a lot of wireless boom packages. It's a really great, like, go-to belt-mounted sort of thing.
Phantom power from your hip, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It's a super solid little machine.
They are built like tanks.
Yeah, okay. 100%. Yeah. That's probably their most robust thing that they make.
Look. At face value, I was just gonna be like, it's another dumb one. Give me the 688. But like, I mean, honestly, now that you think about it, or now that I think about it, I mean, the 688 is a cool machine.
Yes, great machine.
But like, as far as like
the 688,
what it did for the industry.
Yeah,
the
688 came in between
the 664,
and I think the 8 series.
Yeah.
That's probably the 833. So it was the last of the 6 series. And it was, to me, I mean, it's great and we have one, but it was just sort of
It's a 664 with a CL6.
It's just the next year's model of the 664.
Is that right? I get my numbers right?
I think so, yeah.
That's a lot. I've gone cross-eyed.
Yeah.
So I think we've settled in. We're going with the MixPre. Over the 688, wow. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That does sound crazy.
But look, it's 5 seed versus a 12 also, so it's not like super.
I mean,
super crazy.
I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
MixPre it is.
Yeah.
Good job. Ooh.
Ooh.
On that same front, sound devices 442, you know, the little spaceship that could against a Countryman Type 85 FET direct box. This came as a suggestion on one of the threads that we started.
Okay.
And
I apologize to whoever suggested that, but I've never used that direct box.
I personally did not know Countryman made anything besides B6s, and maybe a few other things. but that's just me. That's just me. So yeah, I don't really know anything about it. I mean, obviously a problem solver. I'm looking at the picture and we got a pickup speaker, amp and instrument, so kind of a little multi-purpose problem solver. Is 85 mean 1985? I don't know.
Oof.
Sorry, 442 for me.
Yeah, 442 for me.
That 442 was the first mixer I owned.
Really? How many channels?
Four.
Four? Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Used it.
This is back when.
Same era
model
as
numbers.
The first MixPre.
Oh wait. This is back when model numbers meant something.
They matched the amount of tracks you could have.
302, 442, 442 has four channels. So that's it used to track. 552 had five channels.
Okay.
Still does. So 4-4. Yeah,
4-4-2. Good,
yeah,
good,
yeah,
good little mix.
Direct outs right yep. into a 744.
Yep.
Heavy as hell, but mm-hmm. boy, you're gonna get some nice audio.
What, wait, so this was your first that you purchased?
Yeah, I got it from I bought it my first kit used from a guy out in LA that was getting out of the business.
Ooh,
so his right. he was retiring. Yeah. I bought his turnkey kit. I think it was like $15,000. And it came with 442, 744, and 5 channels electro wireless.
Ooh.
Ranging from like a 185 and all 200 series. I think there were some I think it was like 211s, a few of those. I ended up trading 5 channels of 100/200 series for 3 411s.
Hey.
Oh God, you.
So I thought it was a thief.
Absolute thief.
I thought it was a pretty good deal, but everybody won in that transaction. So
nice.
No,
been wheeling and
no, you won yeah. in that transaction. Okay. Wait, so you traded 3 185s for
No, I traded five 185s
for 3 411s.
Yeah, no, a couple of them were. I think there was like one or two 211s, or because there were 211s, right?
Yeah.
It's a couple. I think it was a couple, 2 or 3 211s and 185, 190s. Yeah, 5 200 series or older for 3 411s.
Wow. Nice.
I lost 2 channels, but they were nice.
Do you remember your first show? Would you remember the first time you busted this bad boy out?
With that kit, no. But when I first moved to Dallas, I worked with Daryl Hinkey on Prison Break.
Ooh.
And I just sent a bunch of cold emails letting a bunch of people know that we were moving to town. And this was like over spring break. We went to look at apartments and everything. And he was like, it's great. Just email me when you actually get here, like 6 months later, not now.
Right.
Emailed him when we were on the way. And his utility fell off of a 4-step, busted his hip.
Ooh.
And he called needing an immediate replacement while he was getting better. And Yeah, I'm available. I'm not. I don't have anything to do.
How did you sneak into town and jimmy up that 4-step so that poor guy would fall off of it without anybody seeing that you were here?
I got people.
Wow.
That was like kind of really my first real job here, and that's where I met Pete and Brad and Daryl and everybody else. Just kind of snowballed from there. Pretty awesome community.
Nice.
So
nice.
So I don't know is the short answer.
So 442.
442.
Coming through. Beautiful.
Yep. Here we go. Okay. 7 seed, the Cooper CS-104 versus Sound Devices 302. I'll let you start with this one.
Okay. That is my favorite bag mixer of all time.
Wow.
That thing sounds amazing. It looks cool. It is heavy as lead, but give me the 104 all day.
Yeah.
No question.
I even left the yellow image, the yellow background on that. I couldn't stand to take it away. I took it away, the background. It didn't fit.
That is
the perfect looking mixer.
It is such a good sounding box.
I would expect that to be on my entertainment desk.
And
just tiny.
And you could have it modified by Cooper to have direct outs as well.
Ooh,
okay.
So the ends were XLR and TA3. And you could have the TA3's ends modified as direct outs.
Oh, okay.
Notice Steven and I are just sitting here. This is
what do you guys think about the Cooper CS-104?
Okay. Oh, that sounds really nice, Graham.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah.
it is as sexy sounding as it looks, and the 302, while a worthy adversary, I even just looking at it, I got to go with the Cooper.
I mean, okay, so I sold my Cooper to Frankie Richards.
Ooh, and Frankie, you better watch out.
And I have threatened to buy it back multiple times, and at some point we will buy it
does
back.
Does he still have it?
Yeah, he still has it.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
But we will, actually, we spoke about it just not very long ago.
Oh, okay.
But we will sit down with this Cooper, and we will all just do a listening test.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And we will hear the beautiful sound of this Cooper.
I would love that with a 788 as well. The 788 has got a good,
they have,
whatever it was.
Has great preamps.
Yeah.
not like is even the 788 doesn't sound as good as the Cooper, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, we'll compare it to the 6 Series stuff, the 8 Series stuff, whatever you got to compare
it
to.
See how it does. So we're saying Cooper for this one for sure.
I dare you.
Keep your mouth shut over there. We're going with the Cooper. Okay. Zaxcom with an entry. Zaxcom Nova at a 3 seat. Pretty great. Versus a body pack recorder.
Now, is this specifically the Lectro body pack recorder?
Or that's just the image that pops up on Google.
Okay, so Zaxcom body pack recorders, Lectro. I'm sure Sennheiser.
Yeah, Trackies, Tascams.
Okay.
I think the concept of a body pack recorder is kind of what we're going here. Of which Zaxcom, did they pioneer that body pack recorder? I mean, obviously transmitting and recording at the same time. Of course, we would never question that.
No.
But just the standalone body pack recorder. Up against the Nova, so Nova all in one. I mean, because we don't use
Nova's
a lot of Zaxcom.
Like,
it's pretty great piece
of
equipment.
That's a crazy combination.
Mixer,
technology.
Recorder, I believe 2 wireless modules, all in one little box. It's as close to like a little one unit as you're gonna get.
Really neat.
This is not only for our line of work of doing reality. This could also be used for anybody else, YouTubers probably use something like this, or anything.
Well, as long as you know how to use it, it's a great tool, and the tool you got's the best one. The body pack recorder.
Time code 2.
If I'm a mixer that has both of these things, and I had to choose one. Well, as a mixer with the Zaxcom, you don't have to. That's right. This is a tough one. A body pack recorder, while you are not using it on a daily basis,
That is a bailout.
When a producer comes to you with a problem.
Hey, so what we're going to do is we're going to put 2 cast members on zip lines and we're going to send them about a quarter mile that way. Yeah. How do we get the sound the whole way through the zip line?
Yeah.
And your response is?
Body pack recorder.
Yeah.
We're going to put cast members on these jet skis, and they're going to ride the jet skis out to that island that we can barely see out there in the middle of the ocean. Then they're going to ride back.
Yeah.
How do we keep sound on them the whole time?
Yeah, body pack recorder.
They're gonna jump out of an airplane with parachutes, but we gotta have the fucking sound.
Yeah, because the dialogue while you're dropping out of the sky is crucial to the scene.
He's gonna propose on the way down, actually. Yeah. So how do we get that?
Sounds kind of cool.
Body pack recorder. Yeah. I'd be curious to hear other people's takes. Is that so much more of a reality tool, or are they? They're probably not using them a lot on movie sets.
Definitely can't imagine.
But at the same time, they're probably not using a lot of Novas on movie sets. So I feel like that's fair.
Right.
A 14 seat over a 3. It sounds tough, but I'm gonna choose the body pack recorder over the Nova.
I'm
such a great problem solver.
I'm with you.
Good problem solver.
Because it does like. First glance, it looks ridiculous. Sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
But as we're talking through it, there's the Nova is amazing, but like also we have workarounds for all those things. But with the body pack recorder, like you said, I don't use them that much.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I don't even take them with me all.
Yeah, they're not even standard part of the kit. I mean, but although you do remember that, pretty much all the Lectro transmitters
are also recorders. So I guess I do have them with me.
That's
all
correct.
The time.
And if you have a Zaxcom ecosystem, you've got recorders.
Yep, for sure.
They're there for a reason.
But what I was going to say is, even though I almost never use them, whenever I use them, it's because I absolutely have to use them, and there is no other workaround.
Right.
So just as a safety net.
Yeah.
I'm going to go body pack recorder.
Plus, a lot of them offer 32-bit float, so you have that whole...
Oh, that's true.
That little extra for your editors.
I can't wait to see the comments.
you bunch of idiots.
Read about this in a book.
I can't believe.
Okay, we're calling it right here. Body pack recorder advancing to round 2.
God, we are going
to
die on that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Oh, yes. Back to Cooper. New York region, round 1. the 6-seed Cooper 208 versus a 5.52. Okay, so I owned a 5.52. Never owned a Cooper. Was never really in the market. Not a more of a, like a trashy reality guy. Cooper 208, super super nice.
That
I imagine a very similar experience to your 104, but just on a much larger scale.
I have never had the pleasure of owning a 208. Brad Harper. Had one for a while. He may still have it. I hope he does.
That'd be good. I would love to hear that up against the 104. I don't know. Is there a difference? That'd be fun.
I don't know that there's that much of a difference in sound quality. We could ask Brad. He would. I mean, he would know. He's had both.
Yeah.
But man, the 5.52, was that the first?
Yes. Yes, it was.
It was.
Yeah.
First that also was a recorder,
an all-in-one mixer recorder.
So okay. What the 5.52 for you guys? It was
the youngins
five-channel mixer, but it recorded, but not ISO tracks. It only recorded the left-right mix.
Ooh. Yeah, and the second bullet point there: set rugged benchmark. Build quality, yes, but being able to record two channels without a separate recorder was amazing, because prior to that you're setting up a separate portable recorder. You had, it's another piece of equipment you had to bring around. You could jam it, you could make MP3s, you could do waves, and not to mention Sven, the synthetic voice that talked you through the menu, rarely gets brought up.
Who?
Oh yes, we'll see if we can find a clip. The mixer, you navigate through the different through the menu items, because it's a complex menu. Yet there's no screen. Formatting they got around FD it with Sven. Synthetic voice and I don't know, enhancement noise. I don't know what the EN is. But.
Nice.
All right, new region, new number one seed, the audio harness up against Crafty.
I thought we already had Crafty.
We did. It was the first four. It was fighting for that
16. That's right. That's whenever we were doing math earlier.
Yes, sports baby.
Yeah.
So
sport ball.
Audio harness versus Crafty. For me personally, I'm going to find food. I'm a survivalist. I'm probably less likely to find a audio harness than I am a bunch of fruit snacks laying around.
Okay. Yeah. Devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
You could always go grab a strap off of a port-a-brace case.
Yeah.
Sure.
Use your backpack.
If anyone still has port-a-brace cases.
That's true.
I think they do.
Yeah.
They should. They might have a stench to them, but yeah.
Man, all port-a-brace cases stink.
They smell the same, too.
Part of the selling point.
Or any camera bag, for that matter. You can find a strap. But yeah, man, I can throw some fruit snacks. Give me the harness.
Is a harness overseated at number one? Have you ever forgotten your harness?
I have the same harness I've had for the last 20 years.
Have you ever forgotten it to set, to bring it to set?
No, but it got left in a minivan, and the minivan left to go get Crafty, I think.
Yeah.
So I had to borrow a strap off a camera bag. And while it works, it is not fucking comfortable. Using like a sling strap. Give me the harness.
Ten hours with a bag without a harness, I'm not so sure.
I love my harness.
I got actually the same guy that I bought my kit from.
That was a used harness.
That was a used harness. I have no idea how.
Did he throw in a pair of boxer
shorts? Speaking of steak.
It's perfect. I've tried all kinds of harnesses over the years. And I go back to that one.
I know what brand yours is.
It's an old school VersaFlex.
As is mine.
Thick as hell.
Mine's the thin one.
Mine doesn't breathe at all.
Mine's breathable.
Yeah. In the middle of summer, you can see exactly where my harness was.
Yeah.
So yours is
it's nice and padded.
Yours is the thick, padded, rigid one.
Yeah, I got a big broad shoulder.
Built for a normal size human.
Yeah.
Mine is the thin strap. Breathable one made for a diminutive. Well,
yours is cheaper because it's the youth version.
The SM version? Small version.
It's marketed as my first harness.
Turns out it's your last harness, too, which is a great thing.
My Orca, which is in the photo, I love it.
I love it. Orca was really kind of the first to
breathable.
You're a K-Tech guy, right? Yeah, with rigid spine.
It's nice.
Yeah. You know what? I like all these options. Yeah. They're all great.
And all better than Crafty.
Yeah.
We're calling it.
I mean, I could bring my own.
The idea of being hangry sounds terrible.
Yeah.
It's going to be worse for the people
I can't believe I'm voting voting against it.
Live. Go ahead and put it on speaker. Who is it?
Jack owes us.
You don't want to know.
Owes us beers.
It's the goats.
It's the HVAC repairman.
Oh, that's not good.
Nope.
Well, let's earn that money. On to the next matchup, Moleskine, classic, versus a Pelican U-160 backpack. Now, let me preface it with this. The Pelican U-160 backpack was a specific recommendation from that same thread that we started a bit ago. I think we can safely say a backpack, your go-to bag.
My backpack.
My first backpack.
Okay. Backpacks in general.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. Okay. If you were really zoned in and doing your picks earlier, sorry, but we're calling it all backpacks. Mm-hmm. So Moleskine or a backpack?
Backpack.
Backpack?
Yeah.
What do you think of?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Moleskine or your specific backpack?
My backpack.
Your backpack.
I would say backpack as well, because what you got? You got RM11s for your causes. There's multiple ways you can not use Moleskine.
Maybe I'm looking at this a different way.
Okay. Yeah, what you
Because I'm yeah. thinking like
looking for coffee.
So I'm thinking. Like, because I like my backpack as well.
Yeah.
But same. I'm not including, like, the contents of my backpack, right? So right. The way I'm looking at this is, if I can't have my backpack, would I rather, like, swap and grab another backpack or have Moleskine?
Now, I have my backpack. But it's also just sort of a daily backpack. I mean, it's a great backpack. I can take it in a lot of different places, but... you know, if I'm traveling, I'm also using that backpack. So I unload some stuff out of it, and I put other stuff in it. It just kind of goes wherever. I'm not emotionally attached to my backpack. Any bag or backpack will work just fine for me.
So that's kind of how I was. And I do like my backpack, but I'm not, like, locked in on it. Whereas I use Moleskine every day. Every single scene.
With or without a backpack.
With or without a backpack.
Also, quite specifically, as you see in the graphic, Dr. Scholl's.
Okay, that brings me back because Dr. Scholl's is so much better than generic.
We're talking specifically Dr. Scholl's, not that fucking CVS. Generic.
Hold on.
The yellow package.
You motherfuckers already took my top stick and super stick. You can't also take the Moleskine. I will have no way to mount a lob.
This is your one pick. With the Cooper 104. we'll give you those.
Give
two.
Me Moleskine and a Cooper.
I swear to God, if there's a PA out here watching this, do not get generic Moleskine. We're going to send you back to the store.
It's not your That's money. Worse. It's production's money. Please.
Send the extra the 34 stuff. Cents.
Would you rather have a PA come back with alkaline AA batteries or generic Moleskine?
Ooh. Alkaline.
It's not really a
fair
comparison.
You know what? If they want to go ahead and give me 12 AA's to replace two, go ahead. I'll stop the scene however often I need. But it's not going to be because my Moleskine fell. Right. It's going to be because the PA bought the wrong batteries.
Great. Copper tops.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Okay. Number four, Ooh. Four seed, pill case, tiny tackle boxes. You know, that's one of these little guys. Nice little micro organizer. Pretty generic. Oh, is that that's a TAI one, huh? Oh, no, it's Electro.
Electro, yeah.
TAI used to give those things out all the time. Great, another great branded opportunity. Going up against the I Can't Hear You stickers. I think we'll get some. Oh, no, they're not on our back.
No.
So that's another one of my pet projects. Used to made those stickers a long time ago.
Just don't want to talk to people, huh?
I do not like. Why am I here right now talking to people? I wish I had I Can't Hear You stickers. It actually did a lot. It did its job. It worked pretty well.
Okay.
But I got just as many people tapping me on the shoulders, and instead of saying, "What are y'all shooting?"
They were saying,
"I like your stickers.
Where did you get the
sticker?"
Yeah,
I like your stickers. So I still have to pull my head. So as much as I would love to see I Can't Hear You stickers, go move on. Those tiny tackle boxes, that's got everything you need.
Overcovers.
Including the Moleskine top stick and super stick.
Yeah, undercovers. Yeah. The
wind protection.
Windscreens.
Yeah.
Keep it in your pocket.
Little tiny Allen wrenches for tightening the knobs on a 788.
Oh, wow.
Hard to get in there, buddy.
Yeah. I found a pot, like the fader, in my apartment.
Yeah.
Just on the ground. I was like, wow.
Yep. Found it. Great. Nice. So
tackle box.
Tackle box moving on. Yeah. Very good. Okay, here we go.
Baby.
5 seed Janky Box. Wow, that's impressive. up against a rock and roller. So, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm not using a rock and roller very often. I do. I have a Janky Box.
Janky Box,
Chase,
baby.
Chase, big, Janky. Biggest Janky Box fan. Yeah. Oh, if you're not sure, if you've never heard of a Janky Box, it's, as you see, it's an Apple box, but it opens up, it locks, it kind of, it's a great place to organize and store your stuff. Has little removable dividers, all that sort of stuff. I keep it in my sub trunk, and all my audio stuff stays there. My sub trunk, my trunk.
Your trunk?
No. In the trunk, in the back. You know, you got a trunk. You got a car. Do you drive?
I have a 4Runner.
Okay.
It's a giant trunk.
I can hear the squeak coming right now. There it is. Trunk, and then. Okay. Below the trunk is the sub-trunk.
Sub-trunk. And that's where you keep your Janky box.
And that's where I keep my Janky box. Okay. Also the wheels to my C-stand, the legs to my C-stand, all that. But all my stuff fits in there. It collapses down, so it breaks down. You can put it in a Pelican case when you travel. Super great, super nifty. Obviously works as a...
I mean, if you're taking away grip the to ground backpacks, connector. If you're taking away backpacks, I'm going to need a Janky box.
I can take a Janky box to set, and it would replace.
Yeah. Steven, where do you fall on this, sir?
I'm not 100. A Janky guy. My problem with the Janky box is if you have what looks to be an Apple box on set, it will take less than 2 hours before some camera assistant is standing on it and... It's gonna get stolen.
I'm coming through for the boys or the gals. You know, like, hey, do you need to put a light up?
Wow,
you can borrow that.
Okay,
right
I'm
there.
Coming in.
Such a diplomat.
Just make sure you bring it back. It might be a little heavy because I got some stuff in there. But
sounds like janky boxes.
Hold on, I'm coming in on
this. Oh, okay.
I love the Janky box. I think it's super cool.
Okay,
great. Moving on.
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
Okay.
But we are. Remember, there are a lot of people in this industry that do all different kinds of production other than us.
True.
I started out doing so much corporate video back in the day where we had to wheel in all the gear through some maze of a corporate building and security and underground and blah, blah, blah. And we had the light kit. We had the camera. We had the batteries. We had the tripod. We had the audio Pelican cases. We had all the stuff. And you get a rock and roller. You open up the rock and roller. You can load all of the equipment on there.
You can fit a lot of shit.
And you go through one time, and you're there. It would have taken 9 trips through the bowels of Frito-Lay PepsiCo to get all the equipment there without a rock and roller. Or... All the sports guys, imagine working at the Cowboys Stadium. Imagine working at American Airlines Center.
Anywhere.
If you got to take all the gear and you got to park in the parking garage and make all those trips back and forth. So for us, Janky Box, great. For those guys, rock and roller is an absolute necessity. It's like as much of a necessity as is battery power.
Yeah.
It's so cross-departmental, like everyone's going to use a rock and roller, you know?
Okay. I mean, it also, when it folds up, I will say, in its defense, not much larger than an Apple box.
No.
So...
Can you get an extra table talk to it too, right?
You can have a
multi-tier.
Make it kind of like a Magliner.
Real follow card.
Two-man band stuff.
Patrick Holloway used to have a... shelf built.
I think
for his...
Mike Thompson doesn't he?
Mike Thompson. He probably has one as well.
Yeah, he's got a whole shelf set up. Okay.
I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but there are so many other people that work in these different types of production. Just gotta have those things.
I mean, I'm using just one guy.
Okay.
One man department. That's it. That's I'm a Janky.
Okay.
Janky box loaded with hot sauce.
Oh yeah. You never know where you're gonna be.
Okay. All right,
rock and roller
it is. All right.
Not my favorite.
It's advancing.
I should have been an attorney, Steven.
Yeah.
It's not too late, Chad.
No. Oh, the almighty sling strap that we spoke of earlier made it to a number 2 seed. That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Up against battery caddies.
Give me the upset with the battery caddy.
Totally.
I hate sling straps.
Totally.
Well, you hate them.
My neck hurts.
You need them.
But if I need them, I'm going to go take it from the from the AC.
So you're not bringing an extra sling strap.
No. Never will I ever. If I need a sling strap, I'm going to go borrow one off a porta brace or some other bag in the camera department. Those guys always got bags with straps on them.
Battery caddies really have been training all their lives for this moment.
Yeah.
And I feel like
they just had their moment. This is a landslide for me. I hate sling straps.
I agree.
Easiest upset call.
Now, what's I want to know everyone's universal, maybe in the comments or something. What's the universal sign for a fresh battery in a battery caddy?
Oh, we're talking about
positive side down.
Posi down,
yeah.
Right?
That's, yeah, posi okay. down.
All right.
Could be divisive.
Posi down.
I just want to see if there's anybody else.
You know, some of the newer Energizers. Well, which is the importance of this, but like you can't necessarily mark the batteries much anymore. You know, like with the tweaker,
scratch them out.
Tweaker.
But like, you know, crisp. Do we have any batteries here? No. But you know, like put your fingernail in the top part of the cell. Yeah. They come pre
with the little indention now. Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that?
No. I don't know.
It's wild. Look, go find some brand new.
I don't need it to be marked because I know the right way that the batteries are in the battery caddy.
Right, very good.
Positive down means it's good to go.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Great. All right. Battery caddies taking the upset.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Paper tape versus a BDS battery distribution system, obviously. Lots of flavors of that. Paper tape. I don't know if that's quite as valuable as a BDS. This is a pretty easy call for the BDS.
Just give me some gaff I
am much more likely to source some paper tape on set if I happen to forget it.
Or some gaff. Either way.
Or many other things, probably. Not so much a BDS.
Right.
A post-it note could potentially work.
Yeah. Okay, BDS, easy
BDS
call.
It is.
BDS.
Power management king easy. Takes the cake. Three-seed boom pole. Lots of boom pole options out there versus the Bubble Bee concealers.
So this is another one kind of like body pack recorder. It's just all boom poles.
You're going straight up Bumblebee concealers, huh?
No, wait. I'm just clarifying. Like this is not an ambient.
Oh,
pole.
Any and all
K-Tech pole.
But it is right. Bumblebee concealers. Like,
give me the pole.
Okay.
You said it.
Yeah. Give him the pole. You heard it here first. We can lock in boom pole.
Yeah. Boom pole.
Anybody
for sure.
disagree with
no,
that?
No, it's a tough go for the Bumblebees because they are really nice. Like if you got a starchy button-up shirt, they're great. But I mean, boom pole, it's no contest.
Should that have been lumped in with Ursa and Viviana products?
Well, I mean, I think there could have potentially been like a, you know, bra clip versus pouches. Yeah, I don't know, but then
I feel like the where Bumblebee excels is in the wind protection.
Yeah,
category.
Yeah,
that's kind of their forte, if you will.
I am a fan of the concealers though.
Okay. Well, not good enough to take it away from the boom pole, that's for sure.
Nah.
Your beloved gaff tape, Jack. Up against a follow cart.
Hey.
I love the little Olympia cart that we've got there.
Yeah, but
can you imagine bringing that to a movie set?
Indie movie.
Look at these cute guys with their little baby cart.
Yeah.
Follow cart, pretty clutch, though. I mean, you can... Yeah. I dig it.
Table.
Although... You know, if I had to choose between that and gaff tape, certainly on a prep day.
Okay, gaff tape is in my backpack every single day.
Yeah.
No cart?
No.
No cart.
No, I almost never bring a cart.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly not a little janky follow cart.
Small core gaff tape, that's very underrated.
It is the best. It should be standard.
I think it's
gaff tape on this.
Okay, yeah. Mm. All right. I can get behind.
I can deal without a follow cart, but I definitely use gaff tape.
Like
taping cables down.
Yeah, I think in the scripted world.
We're
gonna get a lot of flack for this one.
Yeah.
I think gaff tape is the right move.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Cool.
Ooh.
All right. So that was our last matchup for round one.
Okay.
All that's locked in.
That was all round one.
Yeah. We're kind of technically more than halfway through, believe it or not. 67 matchups in total.
Sheesh.
So we're doing pretty good. So now we wait until we've got a couple more days until round two gets released.
Okay.
So brackets are locked, but we'll be back.